Blog Talk Radio.
Bang! He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
And the day black is my real mother. Said when I came out the womb, my little black sis was raised in the air like bush. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her and not give it to her.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
All right, we're going to get into the language that I like. The poetry is powerful, right?
Super nigga can't put a basketball down. He leave tall super niggas in a single bound. Super nigga ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Super nigga got super strength, speed and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Super nigga has no supervision. Instead he has super itch. Between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super sisters.
Will they clone little black girls who won't die but fight? Will they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write? Will they clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know? Will they clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma? Who orchestrate transportation.
Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros with afros, break beats and pop lock on dance flows. Made a combo.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Welcome everybody to Master Gria's Blog Talk. We are here beyond the spoken word, and I am your host, Sweet Franchon, with the lovely executive producer and the most qualified, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and light, everybody. This is Sweet Franchon. I don't know if you heard my first intro, but we're going to do it again to make sure that we're on.
We did. We heard you.
All right, good. To make sure that we're on, good evening, everybody. I'm a little confused today. How's everybody? Peace, Darian. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. For those of you who are just tuning in, we want to just remind you that you can listen to, visit us on Facebook at Master Grid Radio at any time if you want to hear some of the awesome information that we've been sharing over the years. And yes, we have been doing this for years. This thanks to our visionary and executive producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and we're just grateful that you are listening to us tonight. So what do we do here at Beyond the Spoken Word? For the most part, we like to talk to creatives and artists and poets who are doing big things in theater and spoken word, and to help you learn from all these great people to learn how to monetize and live your best life in the art industry and spoken word industry as well. So tonight, it's going to be a quick show tonight. We're not going to be here long. So we want to introduce our guest and we'll let him to tell you who he is and why he's here, and we're just going to vibe out with him if that's all right. Darian, how are you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being here. So tell us who you are and tell us all the good stuff you do. Talk to me. I'm going to pull up your information while you're doing that, okay? So
yeah,
we can vibe a little bit more.
Sure. So I'm a actor, writer, poet, and musician. My evolution as an artist has evolved, I think, within the last maybe decade, where I started, I went to NYU, where I got my degree in acting. And from there, I started writing solo performance, solo shows. And that started primarily with like historical fiction and things like that. And And then that kind of evolved into more kind of contemporary stuff. And then right around the time that I think Bush got reelected, I got really involved in the poetry scene, started doing poetry slams in the New York area, and ended up being on a couple of slam teams, including the New Eureka Poets Cafe. So I was doing that for a while, and then that evolved into me diving into more music and me combining my spoken word with music. And so I formed a band called The Mighty Third Rail, where I work with a violinist, Curtis Stewart, and a upright bass player, Ian Baguette. And so then I wanted to come back into theater and kind of combine all the stuff that I had been doing with politics and theater and the band. And so I started to create more kind of transmedia work, where I was creating pieces that it was an album, and it was also a comic book, and it was also a theater piece. And so now where I'm at is I've moved all that into more, I've been focused more on like science fiction and Afrofuturism. And so my latest piece is called the Brobot Johnson Project, which is a sci-fi hip-hop.
Which we love is one of the most creative things I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that one is like, it's an album. It's an album. It's a web series, and it's a theatrical show. So people can check that out at brobotjohnson.com. You can kind of see the how comprehensive that one is in terms of it being an album and a web series and a theatrical show.
Absolutely. I mean, so we met for the first time. Last month. Was it last month? Has it been a month already?
Maybe. I think so.
We met last month at CultureCon. So it was really a great panel. You guys share so much. The creatives there were just absolutely amazing. And so your web series, when you showed a clip of that, I was totally in awe about how you, like you said, transmedia, how you use all of this. And one thing you didn't mention that you mentioned tonight is that you didn't mention that you, or maybe I missed it, I didn't know you were a graduate NYU in acting as well. So that's awesome credentials as well. Not that we need it to be great creatives, but that's still a great fun fact, I think, about you and your background. So now I know that you were, you showed clips, and I know you do the web series, but you were talking about a live production before. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So about, I want to say maybe like a month and a half ago, I did the Brobot Johnson Experience, which really was designed to kind of expand. So basically, you know, I've the series, the web series is about kind of like this newly born hip hop android who is learning kind of the mundane ways of the world through every episode, and each one is kind of correlated with a song from the album. And so basically you're kind of seeing this hip hop android learning how to walk, learning how to dance. And so the show kind of extends this universe of hip hop androids. And basically it's about a robot from the future coming back to Earth to basically help humans be better humans. And he does that by telling the origin story of the first of his kind, which is the first hip-hop android that you see in the series. So we were able to use the footage that we had of the web series and kind of intertwine that into the show. And the show is a solo piece, so it's me kind of using an RC-505 loop station where I can kind of do beatboxing and vocals and all my rhymes into this one kind of machine. And I can also do a lot of automated special effects and things like that. So that's happening with the multimedia video stuff that's happening. And meanwhile, we created this huge, this amazing set that's basically like a massive boombox spaceship. So we did that about a month and a half ago at the Bushwick Star in Brooklyn, and we ran for about 5 weeks. We had a rave review from the New York Times. It was a New York Times critics pick, and it was
awesome.
Produced by the All for One. Thank you. Yeah, it was produced by the All for One Theater, and now I think we're looking to possibly do another another run of it, more in the kind of like downtown area, more in the Manhattan area, for next year, in addition to and possibly touring with it.
I mean, first of all, congratulations. And like I said, everything you've shown and things us all online, like I said, I'm totally amazed because I get it, but I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You're so, you know, I think that you're so creative and so before, I don't know what, if I like that term, before your time, but it's going to take some people are going to get it and love it, and others are going to, it's going to take them a minute. But what I love is that, like you've been mentioning throughout this entire interview, is the transmedia things, and that you use various things. You use music, you use hip hop, you're a poet as well. You have a live platform, you have a video web series platform. Share with the people why you think it's important to have your story or your art expression, your creative product in various, as you call it, transmedia. Why have you chosen this, and why do you do it this way? And how does it contribute to your success?
Yeah, it's a great question. I felt like for me as the artist, as much as I love live performance, whether I'm doing that through, you know, through theater, through my poetry, I found it to be slightly limiting in the sense of, you know, live performance is very ephemeral, and that's the magic of it too, right? Like, it's there and then it's gone. And if you're not there to mm-hmm. witness it, then you didn't catch it, right?
Right.
So that, I mean, that's the beauty of what it is. But I found that as an artist, when you want to create something, music in particular has a much longer lifespan, right? In the same mm-hmm. way that film and video has a much longer lifespan. People can find your music 2 years from now, 5 years from now, right? Same thing with the web series. Somebody can find that right now. It's been out for like, what, about a year and a half. And so for me, I felt like in terms of the amount of people that I want to connect with, it was imperative for me to really kind of, I think somebody said this to me once, about diversifying your hustle. So it's uh-huh. important for me to diversify my hustle in that way. That and then not only that, just thinking about the people that I had met just traveling and doing theater and spoken word, and me wanting to kind of stay connected with them. About, I want to say maybe like 3 or 4 uh-huh. years ago, my band, we went to, we were in Norway where we did a tour in Oslo and Trondheim. And so we were in the first hip hop theater festival out there, which was amazing and great. And I just remember connecting with all these people and thinking like, you know, how can I kind of stay connected with these folks? And so a lot of the other work in terms of music and the web series allows me to stay connected with some of the people that I've met across the country and as well as internationally. So I knew that, again,
yeah.
I mean, I just wanted to be able to reach more people. That was the ultimate kind of goal.
Right, and I respect and honor that because, like, I kid you not that one of the things, my experience is that I love live as well, and I had to figure out a way to, like you say, stay connected to those people I've met outside of my immediate area.
Right.
And so right now I use radio. You know, I use internet radio podcasting.
Sure.
That's
yep.
what I use. Yep. But I think that, but it, as you say, like, the beauty of live is that you're going to have some magic moments, but you know, if you wasn't there, hey, you missed it. You missed it. So
I feel like that's why, for me, it's like, it's not me not doing live anymore. It's like, no, you have to do more than just
right.
live, you know? Exactly.
Yeah. To me, it's just an extension of all of that. You know,
right.
like you said, it's an extension of it. Everything I do is an extension of the other thing. We're interconnected. So I do Soul Opera Live, Soul Opera Radio, and soon Soul Opera TV. It's all the same, but it's just
sure.
a different medium.
Medium.
And learning
go.
From medium, right? And then
yeah.
I want to share with those who are listening, though, there are adjustments you have. I don't know. Tell me if you find this to be true. I have to make adjustments for those specific platforms, however. The things I find for television, I have to have my content a little tighter. I don't have as much room to as I say, be loose in the production aspect of it. And for radio, I have to make sure that the story still comes through just from audio. So do you find that you have to adjust a little bit just to make sure that you deliver the same quality, high-quality product for each of those mediums?
Absolutely. Well, just to talk a little bit about me kind of doing the web series, that was obviously that was a big undertaking and something that I had never quite done before because I directed it, I edited it, you know, and then I'm playing two roles where I'm playing like the professor as well as the robot, the original kind of hip hop android. And so me bouncing back and forth like that was one, it was and on in addition to all that, just so people want to kind of understand the style of what the web series is, you know, it's part kind of like silent film, part music video. So it's really kind of like a Buster Keaton meets Busta Rhymes kind of vibe to it, you know. So it was a lot of it was very physical. So for me to have to do it was, you know, we shot it in 14 days. So it was physically demanding in ways that, you know, I hadn't done in a really long time. And then the other thing I'll just say about what's been cool, at least for me, in terms of making the music and editing the series, that kind of stuff is really interesting because you're really, you know, you're in your room kind of editing it and putting it together and mixing it and stuff like that. And so I kind of enjoyed that process of being in the lab and kind of working on your own stuff in a way that I hadn't really had with live performance, other than, you know, kind of rehearsing stuff on your own. But to really kind of be in the trenches there, and you're kind of like your cave working on something, I think was a really cool experience in terms of editing and mixing and creating the album and stuff like that. So that ended up being an extension that I really started to enjoy as an artist.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's a very interesting thing because I find I've heard the opposite. Those who are used to doing live performances like you on television, that editing piece, which to me is very crucial in making sure the story gets told the way you want, they don't enjoy that being alone because they're so used to the energy of people being around them. So that's really good. That means, you know, you're a very complex man. I mean, I can tell. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to take a moment, a musical break, and we're going to listen. It's not music. I'm sorry. I don't know if this is actually a musical piece or not because I haven't heard this one. We're going to take a moment and listen to one of your pieces, Superior Nutrients. Would you like to introduce that for us?
Oh, if it's Superior Nutrients, then yeah, it is. It should be a song. Yeah, it's. I think it's off of the. It's like the second. Well, it's the second song on the album, and it's also the second episode of the series. And ultimately, it's about Robot kind of learning to eat for the first time. So what you'll be hearing are a lot of kind of metaphors about eating, and I'll just leave it there.
I know it's awesome. I haven't heard this one, so everybody, thank you for listening to Master Grit Radio right now. We are having the dialogue around creative clash and stand by and listen to Superior Nutrients, and we'll be right back.
Bang! He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
Said when I came out the womb, my little black sis was raised in the air like butter. And she was proud. I was gonna take after her, not give it to.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
Alright, we're gonna get into the language that I like. The poetry is powerful, right?
Superdigger can't put a basketball down. He leaped tall, superdigger, in a single bound. Superdigger ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Superdigger got super strength, speed, and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Superdigger has no supervision. Instead, he has super inches, between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super sisters.
Where they clone little black girls who won't die but fight. Where they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write.
Higher rank, quality, or importance. Nutrients, a substance that plants, animals, and people need to live and grow. Let's start with the chorus, shall we?
Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients get in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And life was psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
Me that good loving,
yeah.
Feed me the music that keeps the party jumping.
Okay.
Keeps the speakers bumping, the eardrums thumping, the heartbeats pumping. More than a little something, something. Feed me that wisdom, give me some knowledge, politics, Shirley Chisholm. No divisions, no schisms, new living, new decisions, nothing but net. Swoosh, Scotty Pippen. Feed me a win and I'll spit it. I win again and again with my pad and my pen. The mic is my friend with the verses I send. Bonafide champion, I don't have to pretend. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 10. Feed me some humility. So when the ego goes crazy, I can pull the Dick Tracy. Knock it in the next week, or better yet last week. Cause fucking out the side of your mouth makes you look weak. Speak when it's time to speak. Feed me that swag with a whole lot of class. A tablespoon full of jazz, some hip hop for you. A pinch of rock and roll, Johnny Cash. Sipping on fine wine, I walk the line. Throw your hands in the air, don't be scared. Yo, remind me again, how does the chorus go? Oh,
swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets to my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets to my tummy. And life is psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
The truth, and I spit it to the youth to take their head as they noose. Brother gems like a golden goose, not that Kool-Aid juice. Oh yeah, cause I got the juice like Bruce to make my enemies yell truce. Feed me that power so I can devour every coward that steps in my way. Place the flower in his grave and take a nice hot shower while laughing in my tower. Ha 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 ha. Feed me that stamina, negative rapper ain't a fan of you.
Nope.
Sometimes I wanna scream and manhandle you, but head you like a samurai, but I count on you. But shining my light like the flash off my camera. Hoop, 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 hoop. Feed me, Seymour, feed me. I'm hungry. Yo, I got the munchies.
Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And like some psychedelics like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And like in psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
Bionic boom bap.
I love it, I love it, I love it. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Master Gria as we discuss the clash of the creatives. And we have a very special guest on the line. He is the creator of Brobot Johnson. And you want to check him out. The website is brobotjohnson.com. And he does so many things. He's an actor. He's a teacher. He's a poet. He has a band which sounds phenomenal as well. And it's no other than Darian Duchon is with us tonight. And he's just letting us know about this transmedia thing and mixing all of these things, these various we talked about earlier before the break, and I'm sorry, and you just listened to the second track. Sorry, I'm losing my voice here. That was right coming into this moment. That was Brobot. I like to call him Brobot, and one of the songs from the soundtrack. So you want to make sure you check him out at Darian Duchan, DAUCHAN.com, to find out and to stay in touch, and make sure you follow him and Brobot Johnson on YouTube, because you the Brobot Johnson and the Brobot Johnson website is as phenomenal, interesting, colorful as the series itself. So welcome back, and thank you again for being here tonight. So I know we talked a lot about Brobot, the new adventures of Brobot Johnson. We talked about, we talked about mixing medias and the decisions you made to do all of this and why, the reason behind all that you do.
Right.
So tell us now, all right, because what I find from them, how do you stay creative doing so many things, or is just the way your mind works? Like, do you get so, or do you find sometimes you get lost in the business of it, or how do you stay creative to still write poetry, to still have time to act, to teach, to write and perform with the band, and then to do Brobot Johnson and all the other shows that you do? How do you have time to remain, to stay creative? How does that work for you?
Well, I think, well, one thing I'll say about the Brobot thing, this will be the last thing, and then I'll talk a little bit more broadly. For me, when I created Brobot, I was just messing around with like the Ableton software, because I knew that I wanted to create, I was interested in kind of doing my own, basically kind of creating my own album, in separation from the band, and kind of doing like my own kind of solo hip hop thing. And so once I started creating the beats, I was getting kind of like a robotic vibe to it, you know, because a lot of it is, you know, I didn't want to do a lot of samples because I was nervous about being sued and all that stuff. So I was using
a lot of the
internal software that was, a lot of the internal beats that was in the software. And so as I started creating the beats for that, then I was like, this kind of has like a robotic vibe to it. And so then I was thinking I might do like a kind of an instrumental album or whatever, like a Flying Lotus kind of thing. But then I slowly just a story started to unfold, and I'd always been very kind of interested in the web series format. And so for me, the whole thing kind of unfolded that way. But to get to your to the other part of your question about how do I kind of stay at it creatively, I think that I've been on this path for so long that I actually really enjoy bouncing around from mediums in terms of, you know, every now and then I'm able to do, I think I do maybe a play maybe two or three times a year. I can do maybe two or three plays, you know. And I love being able to jump into doing a play, whether I'm doing it regionally. I've done a lot of work in California, and I was in Florida last year. And so I love being able to just kind of do acting plays. And usually when I'm in rehearsals for that, I'm working on my music. So I just feel like I'm in this place where I like being able to juggle a lot of things, and I've kind of been conditioned that way. And that is a large reason for that, is because I think as artists, a lot of times things happen in waves, particularly like with the career. So you often have a lot of downtime when you're, you know, things are going well, and then you'll have a little bit of downtime. So I think the big question is, what are you doing in your downtime? And for me, my downtime is going into the lab, like I mentioned before, about creating beats or writing or doing whatever I can to stay creative. And when you're involved in a lot of different mediums like this, then it keeps you creative, whether that means me kicking a poem at an open mic or whatever it is. This is why I always tell young people, I was like, you know, particularly like actors and things like that, it's like, if you can do something else, you should, particularly on that downtime. So if you're funny, then you should try to do some stand-up or improv just to kind of stay on your toes. If you're into music, then by all means, you know, start a band or do what you can, because that's going to really keep you on your toes when you're dealing with that downtime.
Absolutely. And also, I agree. And one of the things I find, I'm just sharing with the audience, is that I find supporting other artists helps keep me creative. Like, you know, coming to see you perform is inspiring. It helps me stay creative.
Absolutely.
It sparks creativity in myself. So
sure.
For other artists, especially those who are doing something that you've never heard of, you might not even be able to grasp the concept when they're sharing it. Go see them. It will inspire you. I am inspired to write more poetry by seeing art forms that I don't necessarily have the gift to do. You know, when I go to a museum and I see visual art, I'm inspired to write. When I go see those who just sing and make the hairs on my arm just stand up, I'm inspired and I can write and create. And what I also find, like you said, is that, you know, what are you doing with the downtime? That's very important that you have downtime, and it's also important that you use that time to create, because some of us are on the opposite and we're so busy doing the business part that we're not creating enough content, enough product. And I've been guilty of that several times myself. But we've almost come to the end of our – this was a great interview. Thank you, Darian, for calling in tonight. We appreciate it. But we want to mention that the Bionic Boom Bap is available on iTunes and all digital outlets. And what else do you have? How else can we purchase, support you outside of finding your work on iTunes?
I think that's good. You know, again, like you mentioned the website, so definitely check out brobotjohnson.com, or you can go to my other website that kind of encompasses all the stuff that I do, DarianDeshawn.com. And you're right, the album Bionic Boom Bap by Robot Johnson Bionic Boom Bap is on iTunes, and it's also on Spotify. So you can check those out. Yeah, I think that's good. I think those three things are good. I don't want to bombard people with too many things, so we'll just say they know where to go.
Good. I have one question for you. I do another show called Soul Opera where we feature music and poetry. I will definitely go on iTunes and grab something from the Mighty Third Rail. I'm sure there's something that fits into our format. So once I do that show as well, we'll make sure you get that episode as well. So everybody, we're here. Our schedule's a little off, but the good news is it's on demand. So you can listen to us anytime. Please share. Please call in. Let us know. Hit us up on Facebook if there's a certain topic you want us to cover. We hope that you find the information that we share useful in your journey as a performing artist and poet and creative, and that you learn something from every fabulous guest that has been on our show. We want to thank our executive producer once again, Jacqueline Della Adams, for just being the visionary and just being great at what she does and bringing us all together so that we can share with the world our gifts. And we thank you so much for listening to Master Great Radio Beyond the Spoken Word with Sweet Franchon, and that's spelled SuiteFranchon. Make sure you follow me on all social media so you can keep up with what's going on in the spoken word industry. And let's remember, respect it. It is an industry, and we're going to make sure everybody knows that. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our fabulous guest, Darian Deshawn. Be sure to follow him. All right, we'll see you soon, and we'll catch up in a couple of Mondays. Peace and love, everybody.